chapter 3, the new focus of our lives in Christ. If then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, shall be manifested, then with him you shall also be manifested in glory. Therefore put to death what is earthly in you: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake comes the anger of God upon the children of disobedience. Things in which you also once walked when you lived in these things, but now you are to also put away anger and wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to each other, seeing you have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator, where there cannot be Jew and Gentile, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's elect and beloved, put on sensitivity, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, and forgiving each other if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as the Lord forgave you, so also forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. To this you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Teach and encourage one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Domestic relationships. Wives, be in subjection to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, in order that they are not discouraged. Servants, obey in all things those that are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as if to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality